Nasir, thank you very much. We have 5 minutes left before we have to break up so they can reset the tables for lunch. And I'm going to take the prerogative of the chair. A couple weeks ago, I was at a function where David Brooks, the New York Times columnist, spoke. He was asked, if you were advising the new president, be he McCain or Obama, would you advise him to engage on trying to get to a resolution of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict? And he answered, no. He said there are too many other problems for America to be engaged in internationally, like Iraq, Afghanistan, and resurgent Russia, and domestically we have major problems that we should be engaged on. Not his words, but basically he said the new president shouldn't burn a political capital on a problem that's almost insolvable. I would ask each member of the panel, how would you respond to Mr. Brooks? What would you advise a president to do?
Nadia?
Well, I've given my 4 points for the president and 3 do's and 3 not do's. But many people are coming up with this thing. Why don't you give the Israeli-Palestinian problem a miss? You can solve all the other problems of the world by bypassing this one. And I can't remember who it was said, if you don't take care of the Middle East will take care of you. And I think it will come to bite back if it's not solved. The situation on the ground is worse than anything we could ever imagine. And anyone who lives and works in the Middle East knows that what they see on their televisions every day is completely different to what people see here. What's going on in Gaza, just last week in the West Bank, 3 young men were killed, going about, one was a new bridegroom, totally going about their business. People cannot continue this to think that this can stand, you know, without it spilling over and again. So I would definitely refute that.
Daniel?
I don't want to repeat what I said before in terms of giving the recommendations. What I would say is that one of the shortcomings of the outgoing administration was either an unwillingness or an incapacity to connect the dots in terms of Middle East policy making. When you're trying to get Iraq's neighbors to be constructive in achieving stabilization and reconciliation inside Iraq, it matters whether you're talking to all of them. It also matters where you're positioning yourself on Israel-Palestine. If you're trying to gain leverage in a negotiation with Iran and to take away a card that they can use in the rest of the region, it matters whether you're engaging with Israel-Palestine and also with Syria. When you're trying to push back against the version of radical extremism that is actually out to get you, not against what sometimes people see as this undifferentiated sea of green hostility, but when you're trying to do the former, it matters whether you're engaging and looking credible and actually solving problems on Israel-Palestine. If you think you can park this, kind of put a seal around it, and it won't spill over, try. It will bite your bum. But you can try.
Daniel, thank you. Nasir?
Well, I think that there's an assumption here that the solution to the Palestine-Israel question is somehow vested in the United States. And this really hasn't been examined as to whether it is correct or not. I would venture to say that something is wrong when you spend 40 years trying to cure a sick person and that all the recipes or the medical advice did not help. Then you would really want to re-examine the whole process. And I have cited enough plans to bore you with them, but I had to mention them in the context. I would repeat simply, just very, very briefly, is that I think it might be an idea to convene an assembly of people who can look at these plans and try to dissect them and try to find out what really did not work. One other thing very quickly is my own preference, if that is possible, would be to hold an international peace conference and have the U.S. be part of it, but it cannot really be the sole diplomatic conciliator, while it is also the backer of one of the antagonists.
Good. Nasir, thank you. We've come to the end of our time. I want to thank Nadia, Daniel, and Nasir for really excellent and thoughtful, sometimes provocative discussion. We really thank you very, very much.